Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Half of the 90s duo known as Chris Cross has passed away. Chris Kelly, known as Mac Daddy, was found unresponsive in his Atlanta home yesterday afternoon, and he was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Chris was only 34.
Number four.
Katherine Jackson, a devout Jehovah's Witness, and she's been raising her grandchildren in the faith. In fact, you could see Paris and Prince going door-to-door in Calabasas. Until recently, apparently Paris had enough of it. She told Grandma she's not giving up her beliefs, but she doesn't want to look like a weirdo to the neighbors. And Prince just does what Paris says, so they're not going door to door anymore.
Number three.
TMZ reporting that Lil Wayne suffered another seizure late Tuesday night. He was rushed to Cedars-Sinai in L.A. by one of his bodyguards. But unlike in early March, when a series of seizures reportedly had him on death's door, Weezy only suffered a single seizure this time. He was treated and released early the next morning.
Number two.
Lindsay Lohan ordered to report to rehab today. Even though there's no 90-day lockdown facility anywhere in the U.S., her attorney got the judge to agree to Seafield in Northampton. But Lindsay can't smoke at Seafield, but she can smoke at Morningside in Newport Beach. So Lindsay decided Morningside is the place for her. Without the judge's or the DA's approval, she packed up her closet, hopped on a private jet, don't know who paid for that, and headed to California. We'll have to wait to see if the judge decides this violates her probation and sends her to jail.
Number one.
According to the New York Post, some celebrities are inconsiderate, entitled dirty brats, borrowing designer clothes, shoes, jewelry, either losing them, destroying them, or returning them extremely dirty. In fact, for her birthday party in 2010, Rihanna borrowed a beige dress and returned it literally brown. She really is a dirty girl. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.